First part of the Kura Mishnah Dalad. In the first Mishnah we discussed people that even though they grow because the produce in Eretz Yisrael, they do not bring the Bikura, they did not grow on their land. Now we're discussing people that do bring the Bikura, because they grew on their land, but they will not say the special parasha of Mikra Bikura. These are the people that bring the Bikura, but they do not say the parasha. Yeah, maybe they didn't say it. A person who converted does not say, if he owns land in Eretz Yisrael and he grew the produce, he will bring it. He doesn't say the parasha of Mikra Bikurim. She yochel leimash and yishba Hashem la'aleisenu la'aleisenu. Part of the parasha says that Hashem promised our forefathers to give to us. And therefore, since his forefathers were not Jewish, he cannot say it. Im ha'isa imim Yisrael meidim l'kayu. If his mother was Jewish, then he can't say this parasha, because at least from his mother's side, that her family had a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, even though she may not be the one that inherited it, but Lamaisa, her forefathers got it. Shumispala, the same idea, when he's having Beno Venat Mayoime, in the Shemad Esrei, he says, Elokei Avos Yisrael. He doesn't say Elokei, Elokei Avos, he's saying, Nu, our forefathers. Ushavet HaKnesset, when he's a chazan, he says, Elokei Avos Yisrael. Simply saying for the Tzibra, he's saying the God of your forefathers. If his mother was Jewish, then he could also say, Elokei Avos Yisrael. Now, this is the Rambam passing, not like this Mishnah. The Paschim is that, again, both in respect to Mikri Bikurim and the Tfilah, to say, Elokeinu, Elokei Avos Yisrael, and Shenishta Hashem, Elokei Avos Yisrael, Elokei Avos Yisrael, because it says that Avram Avinu was the forefather of all the Gerim, and may all the Gerim have a shaykh to the others that fly Yisrael also.